Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, friends and rivals. My name is Ian, and I am your host for today's episode of the Game Table Podcast, which is the week of all play. Round of applause, round of applause. So this week, we will be taking a look at all play and many different games along that line. Thank you for joining us as always. So for this day, I'm going to be taking a look at a very special game. We're just going to kind of hop right into it. Vivo is the game that we are visiting today. So thank you so much for joining us in this week of All Play. Now, Vivo is designed by Leo. Yep, that's his name. He's a designer. His name is Leo. This is a game for 3 to 4 players, and it is 20 to 30 minutes, and again, is by the wonderful and beautiful game company of Allplay, which has sponsored, really, this week in many different ways by giving us some free copies of and review copies of games this week. And we are thankful to them for all that they do. They are a great game company. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Now, what is Vivo? Vivo is a beautiful, wonderful, harmonizing game where players will sing a beautiful harmony around the table, yet you are still playing this trick-taking game along with this beautiful harmony that you are trying to outdo your opponents and be the shining star of the show. So, whoever has the most points at the end of the game is crowned the best artist of harmonies or something like that. Excuse me. Well, that's basically the rundown. But what we're really going to get into is this is a trick-taking game. Excuse me again. I'm sorry. Well, what is Vivo, really? One, if you look at the beautiful artwork that we're going to show and display for you here, it is this cute little dog, and his goal is to build these wonderful harmonies along with cute other animals. So let's get kind of into it a little bit. So how do you play? The game of Vivo, each round starts by revealing a harmony type. So again, this game is about beautiful harmonies that you're creating with the players around the table, which will include a solo, a duet, a trio, or a quartet. The harmony determines how many suits will be played for that round as far as the trick. And so players will be considering that when playing cards of what is the goal of this harmony. And so again, solo, duet, trio, or quartet. Depending on how many players you have, you might not play with all of them because you can't play a quartet with three players. So if you play with 3 to 4 players, that's how many players have to play this game. If you play with 4 players, you'll play with the quartet. So what will you do when you can't play off harmony or you have to play off harmony? Well, we'll get to that. But the main thing is that at the end of the trick, the player who played the highest on harmony card will score 2 points. The player that scores the lowest on harmony card will score the face value of that card. So if they are the lowest in the harmony, yet they will score face value. So even if that lowest card is a 7, they'll score 7 points. Where if it's the highest card, you'll score 2. You get to play these tricks. You'll play through an entire round, which is the deck of cards, and then, your hand of cards, and then you will play 2 times through. The player with the most points at the end of all that will be crowned the winner of the beautiful harmony game. Now, that's basically how to play. Again, your goal each round is that you will match, to the best of your ability, the harmony that the game wants you to do. So let's say we're playing with three players. We'll say a 3-player game, and we have a duet. Now, I'm the start player. I start the trick. I play a blue card. So here, I'll show you a couple of the cards here. There's not many pictures online, but there's the artwork actually looks a lot more beautiful in this. This is a newer game. It came out this year in 2025, and so it is still fresh in on the market. Let's say that. All right. Well, so let's say I play start with the blue color in this trick, and so then now it's a duet, like I mentioned. So that means there's three players. Let's say we're playing a three-player game. There's a duet, which means we have to have two colors in that in the trick. So let's say I play a blue card. The next player plays a red card. Well, the following, that third player could choose to play a blue, choose to play a red, and still match what the harmony wants, because the harmony wants two colors. It's a duet. And so they can choose to play whatever color they want. They could choose to play whatever number or whatever color they want. Now, let's say I play red and the other to my player to my left plays red. Then the last player, the third player, has to play a different color. Now, it could be any of the other colors if they want, but they have to play a different color. If they can't, then they'll be considered off harmony, and they won't be able to score for that round. So let's say I play a seven of blue. The player to my left plays a five of blue, and then the player to my right plays a three of green. Okay, so the three of green is going to be the lowest of, you know, the total number of cards, and we did a duet, so all cards are legal. I will have the highest card, so I get 2 points. The player to my right, he played a three, that was the lowest card, he scores 3 points. You continue to play this round after round. The player who won the trick with the highest card will play again and start the next trick. Again, you'll continue to do this. Now, the game gets pretty crazy because when you have like a solo or a duet or even a quartet in the higher player count with four players, each player has to play a different color. You know, in any trick-taking game, if you play trick-taking games, you kind of run out of cards at some point or the other. So you're oftentimes not playing, you know, in suit or in harmony, and so you won't be able to score for those rounds. And those are rounds where players can take extreme chances in trying to score that lowest card to try and score the highest amount of points, where you can get caught in situations where I've scored almost like, you know, 9 or 8 or 9 points, depending on how the turn went, based because nobody else played in harmony, and I was able to play a really, really low card, but it was actually a really high scoring card because it was the lowest in the turn or lowest in the trick, but it scored like 7 or 8 points, which is a ton of points. I mean, that's basically like winning four or five tricks, depending on how that goes. So all of this, the artwork in this game is so cute and so fun. And something that, you know, when we look at games, you know, we're looking at games that are fun, cute, good artwork. And, you know, depending on the game you're looking for, bring a great table presence, but also just make it an enjoyable experience for everybody around. And so this is what I want to get to as far as the artwork. So as you can see here, it's by, I am going to butcher that name, but Say Bapu, I think is something like that. I apologize. You know, when we get to the artwork of different groups and different people, you know, this game, I believe, came from, you know, a different, this game originally came from, I think, Japan, and then was brought over by Allplay at one point or the other as Vivo. I could be mistaken on that, but the way the artwork, it's probably marketed in a different, you know, Asian country, and then just brought over here to the States. So with all that, I think this is a really cute game, and they did a really good job on the artwork. I think it's really, I mean, honestly, it's just really cute, and I love it, because the suits that are in the game, there's just different colored puppies, and they're just so fun. Like, when you're playing, you're like, you know, you're looking at your, most trick takers, yeah, you're looking at the cards and you're really just looking at the numbers. I'll be perfectly honest, I am definitely looking at the cuteness of the suits in this game. And I don't know, I don't think I can do that in many games. I mean, I'm really trying to think if that's happened in like another trick taking game where I'm honestly more focused. maybe not more focused because I am focusing on the numbers, but where I am focused on the artwork of the trick cards, I can't say that I think I've paid more attention to these cards than any other trick-taking game that I've played. I think this adds such a really good non-distracting artwork to the cards, and really makes the experience feel adorable. I really do. And we've reviewed so many trick-taking games on this podcast, as you're well aware, and I truly do think that this one surprised me. I wasn't expecting to have so much fun. You know, again, we've played a lot of trick-taking games over the last couple years, and more are being released as we speak. But I think when I sat down, and honestly, I got my wife to sit down, and we played this with another couple, and I was pleasantly surprised in what it offered. One, like I mentioned, is that when you're sitting down in most trick-taking games, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you play into one suit and that's it. Well, this, each round is anything. It could be four different colors. Like, you could pick four different suits. And so the variety changing within the game every round adds such a refreshing, you know, breath of fresh air when it comes to trick-taking games. Not that, like, there's plenty of really good trick-taking games, but this adds such a unique experience that I wasn't expecting, is that you have this ever-evolving changing of the types of tricks that you were trying to play. And it's not predict. You can't predict. Like, you know how, you know, how many – you'll play so many cards. Like, so you play nine, you know, rounds or 10 rounds. but you don't know the sequence of that. You know there's like three of this, three trios, three singles or whatever. Like, you know they're coming, but you don't know the order in which they'll come, because that deck is completely, you know, you shuffle those cards up specifically and then you reveal one after each round. And so you don't know what the next one will be. Now, if you like run out of duets, you're like, okay, well, we're not going to see those again. But honestly, this game goes so quick. Like, I'm not smart enough to start counting that far ahead. Like, you know, I can a little bit, but that's not something I'm actively doing in a game like this. It's just too fast moving for me to be thinking four rounds ahead when I get a quartet. Like, that's not something that's coming across my mind. But I do think, it very specifically, let me get to the point here, is that the way the rounds change is so fascinating, because you're sitting there and you're, okay, well, it gets a duet. Okay, so I know, let me start this round. I know he's out of blue cards, so I'm gonna play a different color. And so you're still doing the classic trick-taking strategies of trying to get people to play out a suit, and that way you can get your tricks and all those things, but it's kind of ever-evolving at the table. You are kind of counting a lot of more things because, you know, there's a little bit more to keep track of. Well, you know they're out of a color, but you don't know which colors they're out of. You know, and then now you flipped a trio, so that actually helps them, because now you got to play into it, you know, two different, you know, you only have really one option. You're like, okay, well, I don't think he has either of those cards, so I can't play it. So there's a lot more that you're thinking about in a game like this than anything. It's, again, it's a breath of fresh air when it comes to trick-taking games. And that aspect of just constantly evolving. I mean, think about a trick-taking game where it's like, you know, even if it's just hearts or spades, where you have to play into one suit. Well, imagine, like, every other round, now you have to play three suits amongst the table. Like, that's basically what this game does. And so it really does throw a wrench into the classic trick-taking game, and I think it's so cool. But it matches thematically. Like, think about it, is that we're trying to harmonize together as the table. But again, you're trying to be the best of that, the harmony at the table. And I think that's so – I think that is a fantastic way. And a beautiful way to tie in, you know, theme and gameplay. It's just excellently well done. And so, again, the designer is Leo. And again, the publisher is All Play. It's the week of All Play, so we're excited to, you know, be able to talk about these different games. A lot of these are little, you know, smaller games, and I think this is a game that plays 20 to 30 minutes. I think that's about right. I think that's about right. I think it's because by the time you play, you know, you got to play through a whole trick and your whole hand, and then you shuffle and redo it again. And so that ends up being about, you could probably play this in 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, because, it's not necessarily, you could just start throwing cards down. That's totally fine. I do think is the game kind of, once you get down to like 5 or 6 cards left in your hand, you start thinking, okay, like what do people have in their hand now? And it does get a little thinky in a good way. Like it's not overly, like you're not sitting there for like hours on end. But it does make you think about the turns. And I think that's really cool to sit and think about a trick taking, kind of in a different way. And it makes me really excited, to play this one. Anyway, in conclusion to all of, I could keep rambling about this game. I really could. I think this is a great game for anybody that wants to try something different when it comes to trick-taking games. If you like the genre, you're like okay with it, but you're kind of, want something a little different now. Like that's, and I know like everybody's going to say that about a game. I think it adds a nice twist, very quick. It's not overly complicated. It's not anything like you have to like dive your life into. The box is literally like, it like literally fits in your palm. The cards are like small and, I think they're small. I don't think they're like normal size cards. They could be, but anyway, the box is like literally can fit in your hand. And so overall, like it's just a fantastic design and it's cute and it's fun and it's just fun to play. Like that's hard to say sometimes in games, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for experiences that are fun to play. And this one is. I really did enjoy it. Again, my mind was blown when I played this. I really was. So anyway, that's Vivo by Allplay, designed by Leo, and the artwork is by Issei Bapu. I apologize. I'm really bad about pronunciation. So I apologize now ahead of time and past time and all the time. I apologize. So anyway, thank you for joining us in this week of Allplay, and that's our quick review. The links in the description for these games and all the games that we're talking about this week. If you have feedback about this game or if you want to play with me, let me know. Links are to our socials are in the bio and all around. I would love to play this game with you. So that's what I want to say. I would love to play this game with you. So check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com. Or you can find us on BGG. Again, if you want to email us, we have an open inbox at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com. 5-star reviews on your podcast player of choice. Please, actually, I'm gonna push that. Please give us 5 stars. Don't give us 1 star. Somebody did that. And I was upset, so don't do that. Give us 5 stars. 5 stars is good. 1 star, bad. So 5-star, good. So thank you so much for giving us 5 stars on your podcast player of choice. Again, special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art and Anna Snyder, who made the music, and Alexi Chislin for the How to Play. I don't know which one of those we use for all of our videos, and we like to give them credit all the time, even if we don't use it in this video, but we use it in most of our videos, and I love them so much. They deserve the credit. Again, thank you for joining us for this week of Allplay, and we will see you another day this week. So exciting. So, also, Merry Christmas, everyone.